Your call has been forwarded to voice.
Hello?
I'm Elvin. This is Seth Peterson. How are you doing?
Who is this?
Seth Peterson. Melvin, you just submitted a web form that you're interested in selling your property on Greystone Avenue in Richmond.
I didn't submit anything. What are you talking about?
You just submitted the details for the property. 1230.
Who called? You call me?
Yes, we received. Yes, I just called you since we received a web form from your side.
No, I didn't send out any form, sir.
You haven't submitted anything?
No, if somebody called me at this property, somebody called me and asked me if I was interested, but no, I didn't submit anything.
Uh-huh. And did you say that you were interested in selling it?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. You know, since you are interested in selling it, yes, actually, my apologies, it was a call that you received from Investor Cash Office, right?
Well, why did you say that then? Why did you say somebody, I submitted something? I didn't submit anything.
Actually, what I meant was that, you know,
why do y'all always change your story up, okay? Why don't you just state your purpose and go about your business? You're changing up your story, and that doesn't sound like a legitimate person to me, a business person. I've had several people call here interested in buying this property. You're not the first.
I understand that.
Well, stop playing games. Get to the bottom line. Well, I just told you I was.
You're selling it? Perfect. If you could tell me a bit about the property, any recent updates you made to it, how long have
you
been living
here? Well, according to you, I submitted something, so it should have the details in it, according to you.
It doesn't have all those details, that's why.
Who are you? I don't know who the hell you are.
I'm from Investor Cash Office.
Right, okay.
Okay. Let's start from the beginning. I'm calling from Investor Cash Office. We have two types, you know, two different ways. We call people to ask if they're interested in selling their houses, and we also do web forms. I thought it was a web form, but you said you didn't submit it any. So
I did not.
Yeah. As soon as you said that, I double checked it, but it turns out you received a call from us.
Well, I can receive a call from quite a few people. I don't know who you are. They all give their name, their company name, their website, and all of that. I don't know anything about you. So, who are you? What's your company name and this and that?
My name is Sid Peterson. And
are you the actual investor?
I work for the investment company. Acquisition manager. I work with the company, and I am the one responsible for talking to sellers that are interested.
So I see. Yeah, that's what most of them do. They have somebody to call you. Then they'll get back to the people that's the investors or whatever, and they'll call, and I give them the information, and then they'll have somebody call me. Okay, that's normally the way they've been doing it. Okay, I've had several investors make some offers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the best offer to get for this property. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, if you could share some details with us about the property, you know, we'd love to talk more and present to you our offer for the property.
Yeah, you said you're going to present an offer for the property? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, we buy multiple properties a month. You know, we're looking for buying properties every time. So if it suits us, you know, after knowing details and everything, we can talk about the price and how much
I'm going to cut to the chase, okay?
Sure.
My last offer made, and I did not decide because I want to make the best offer.
Okay.
I want the best offer possible. So the last offer was made to me was $250,000. I got it in writing. All I need to do is call them back and confirm. Okay?
$250,000. And that
That's
was
correct.
Cash offer? Or
yes, so just like you said, they're going to, you know, I don't have to do anything. All I need to do is, and the closing, they'll do the closing thing and all of that stuff. They asked me how long I needed to move out. Okay, I've got about two or three offers here. I'm trying to wait for the best offer. So if you're not coming even close to that, you're wasting my time.
Okay, so we base our offers on, you know, the condition
of
the
property.
You
hear what I'm saying?
I heard you. Don't worry about the offer. You know, I heard that too.
What do you mean don't worry about the offer? Man, what is wrong with you? Who don't worry about the offer of their property? What are you talking about?
You own the property.
Don't worry about the property.
It's not like that, you know. If I say you'll sell it to me, you'll sell it to me, you know. You own the property.
Yeah, you said don't worry about it. Don't worry about the offer. Well, I got to worry about the offer. The offer is what's important.
I know that, man.
To me, anyway.
Obviously, you know, we are on your side, buddy. You don't have to worry about that. You know, we try our best to give you as much money as possible for the property.
But I just cut to the chase. If you're not going to meet what I want, I'll move on to the next fellow, okay? I already got offers. Like I said, I'm waiting for the best one to come in.
I understand. But I don't know anything about the property yet, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay.
To base my
you.
Offer on.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
If you could tell me a bit of the details for the property, that would help me present my best number to you.
Well, okay. This is a one home I have apartment a home. Okay, that's two story, and it has two bedrooms. And one bath down. That's on the lower level, on the first floor. Two bedrooms, bathroom, kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Has one dining room area and a living room area. You got that? Dining room, living room. Two bedrooms on the same floor. Okay, two bedrooms, and a dining room area and a living room area. As you come in the door, it'll be the living room area. Then there's another smaller room right in the living room. You open up, I put a bedroom. My son stays there. It's smaller, though. It's smaller than the other two rooms. But it's enough for him. You know what I'm saying? Okay,
right.
Now upstairs, you have the same thing. You have kitchen, bathroom, large living room area,
mm-hmm.
and one bedroom upstairs. A large living room area is pretty about, really can cut it in two pieces if you had to get another room in there, but it's just one large living area.
Okay.
And there's one bedroom, one large bedroom. There is a kitchen and a bathroom. Now, that's upstairs. Now, outside, detached from the house, there was a garage, two-car garage, which is not, that's downstairs, is not finished. But upstairs, there's an apartment up there, a rental apartment upstairs, which I do rent. You know what I mean? And that has one kitchen, has a bathroom, it has one bedroom, and one small living area. Did you get that?
Okay. You have a rental place upstairs with one bedroom, one bathroom, kitchen, and the living area.
Yes. That's detached from my house. It's a two-car garage. Above that, they had put an apartment up there, and I have all that renovated. I had it fixed up and everything, and I'm renting it now.
Right. And it's above the two-car garage. And how much is
the
rent?
How much for the rent here? $800
a month. Okay.
That's for over the garage, okay?
Okay. $800 a month.
I don't even know you, and I don't feel funny giving you this kind of information. You could be anybody.
You know,
Okay, that's all the information I'm going to give you about my property. That's the right for now.
Right.
That's it.
And if you could answer
my roof,
one last
my
question.
My roof is less than 2 years old. I just had that put on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my on roof
the,
for the
main
house.
Nice.
In the main house, yes. And in the detached garage, the garage that had a roof put on that, I made about 4 years, 4 or 5 years ago, a roof put on that. Okay, and everything is livable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I need to tell you about that, unless you just come out and see it for yourself.
You know, that's a good idea as well. And for the main house, could you confirm it's 1,900 square feet?
Well, whatever you have on the paper, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. I could see it as 1,900 online, so just wanted to confirm.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And as you said, you got the roof put on less than a year ago, less than 2 years.
Less than 2 years.
And
did
you
long.
Do any other updates to the property in the past 2 years?
Yes, I've done my floors. I have hardwood floors, natural hardwood floors that came with the house. I stripped them down and put my urethane on there, and they look very good. Upstairs and downstairs. And just doing painting. That's all it needs, really.
And all it needs is paint. Okay.
All right.
I got the information I need, Melvin. And what I'll do is I'll look in the area, you know, run my numbers. And hopefully by tomorrow, I'll reach out to you, give you a call. Or maybe our numbers guy, her name is B, actually, and she'll be able to give you a call hopefully tomorrow. Anytime.
What is her name?
Available.
What is her name?
Her name
what
is
her...
B. Holland.
B. Holland?
Yes.
Okay, I'll probably forget it. Just say the guy spoke to me today. Spoke
okay.
To someone on the phone. And the name of your company again was what?
My company name?
Yeah, your company name, man.
Yeah, Forest Spice Houses.
What? Say again.
It's Forest Buys Houses.
Forest Buys Houses?
Yes, we are located in Ashland.
Forest, F-O-R...
F-O-R-R-E-S-T.
All right, Forest, okay. I want to make it was Forest, okay. Forest Buys Houses.
Yes.
Okay, I haven't talked with you before then.
Yes, we haven't talked.
Yeah, but at first, remember you said possibly we did talk.
Not with
I never heard of a forest before. I heard of a lot of other ones.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people calling me about this property. Everybody wants this property. But like I said, until I get the right number, I just keep staying where I am because I'm not, like I said, I'm just interested in moving somewhere else if I could. You know, when I get the right number, so I'm moving. It's not because there's nothing wrong with my property. Just I've been over 20 years, so been there long enough. I would like to go do something else, okay? But I'm not moving before I get the right price, and I'll be good.
Right. And Melvin, let's say both parties, you know, we agree on a price.
Mm-hmm.
How long would it need for you to move into the newer property? That
I'm gonna try to do it in 3 months.
3 months. All right.
Yes, I'm going to try to get out of here in 3 months. That way, you know, I'll start preparing and making arrangements and everything. But I'll say no more than 3 months. But the people that rent the place is who I need to talk. If we agree on something, I'll have to tell them that someone
is
buying
the
place.
Is there a lease on it or are there months to month?
It's a month to month right now.
Month.
$800 for this apartment back in the back, $800 a month.
Oh,
and,
right.
Okay.
And what time would you say you are available tomorrow for her to give you a call?
Any time. As long as business is business, I'm available. I'm a business person, so I'm
perfect.
Available, and I want to do business. Like I said, with somebody to come up meet my price. You know, they could have the property. We could do business, start the business. But I got to make some arrangements and stuff anyway. So I know it's going to get sold. It's just a matter of time because this is a nice area. It's a very nice, very quiet. No whole lot of stuff again, you know, all of that stuff going on over here. People are nice and everybody, you know, mostly senior people living in this area mostly. And so it's pretty quiet. You know, it really is. I'm not just saying that. It's true. I've stayed here 20 years. We never had any problem like somebody getting robbed and running around robbing and all that stuff. It may be somewhere in the area, but I don't know. Not on that down these blocks. So I just threw that out there.
Oh, yeah, I know. You know, we have some too. Properties off of Hull Street as well. So we're pretty
you're
familiar
close
with
to
the
schools
area.
Too. You're close to schools too, Elkhart. And Bouchard, somewhere else over there off of Jank Road is another school. I forget the name of it. But they're so you're surrounded by schools. You're surrounded by stores and stuff. You have the Southside Plaza there, and you can ride out a few down Hull Street with all those malls down there. So you're in a central area, bus line. You're on a bus ride. Does anybody have to take the bus? So, you know, those things will help people that's looking for that kind of thing.
All right.
Okay.
No problem.
All right.
Perfect.
See you. Bye.
Hope you have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.